It's a busy afternoon at the tea house in Ann Arbor.
Let's go with the Japan, looks like Kabu Secha.
26-year-old Anstead Moss from Ann Arbor selects one of 180 different types of teas displayed in a wall of tin cans behind the register. An employee reaches for it and scoops up some of the tea for Moss to smell.
Ooh, see, I love the smell of that. It's just such a vegetal sweetness that comes through, even in the scent.
Moss reveals that he loves to come to the tea house because it gives him the opportunity to discover new teas and learn about them. We chatted as he continues looking at the wall of tin cans.
Did you know that the owner is a tea sommelier?
I did not. I didn't know that. And I can understand that now from looking at the selection. It's very well thought out, so it seems like something that someone has put a lot of thought into.
Tea house owner Lisa McDonald says as far as she knows, she's the only European-trained tea sommelier in Washtenaw County and perhaps in Michigan. McDonald added that there are less than a couple of handfuls of them in the United States. She got her training in Germany in 1999 while working as a consultant for a tea purchasing company.
So in the U.S., we are starting to see a lot of online courses available and a lot of organizations that are offering sommelier training that you can do online. In Germany, it's a little more involved. It's like 2 years of classroom-type training and 2 years of apprenticeship-type training.
That includes everything from how tea plants are harvested to how they're processed and how the final product ends up on the shelves. Using a proper tea set, McDonald explains how a sommelier does a formal tea tasting.
This is a porcelain bowl. We have a little cup that has these little, I would say almost teeth-looking things on them, and a lid. So if I'm going to properly brew a tea, I'm going to put my leaves, first they'll be on a white paper so that I can see them, and the dry leaves will then go into the cup, and I'll pour the boiling water over it and normally set the timer to 3 to 5 minutes, which for most teas would be too long, but again, for tasting reasons. When the timer goes off, I'll put I just tilt the cup into the bowl, and it rests in the bowl, which it strains out most of the tea leaves. Once the water comes out, I like to turn it upside down, shake it a little bit, because then you have a perfect platform to smell and see the brewed leaves.
But the majority of the time, hot water dispensers are used to brew tea at the tea house. And as simple as that may sound, there is a thought process that goes into that as well, McDonald explains.
These are water dispensers that we have on a reverse osmosis system, so all of our waters go through reverse osmosis, and then we keep them at different water temperatures. We have teas that brew at boiling, like a black tea, herbal teas, fruit teas, but we have teas that brew as low as 140 degrees. So we have three water temperatures, but we can cool down and blend the water until we get it to the perfect temperature.
McDonald moved to Washtenaw County after meeting her husband in Germany, who is from Ann Arbor. She opened the shop in 2007 and since has expanded her business by adding a cafe at the tea house where customers can enjoy a full English tea service, among other treats. Her teas come from all over the world, including India, China, and Japan. McDonald reveals the main reason why Ann Arbor is a good market for her business.
I always use the example of my son when he went into kindergarten. There were 24 kids in his class, 17 of which did not speak English at home. It's a very international city, and because of the university. And so,
it's just like your tea. It's very international.
Exactly. So it's funny because people will come in and it won't be, oh, I had this tea once from a tea bag that I bought at the grocery store. It's, well, 2 weeks ago when I was in Sri Lanka, or, you know, last month when I was traveling through China. You know, I mean, that's my competition. There are people who, you know, come back from their worldly travels and then are looking for that tea.
The Earl Greys are the best-selling teas. The tea house sells about 120 kilos of them every year. Overall, roughly 4,200 kilos of tea are sold annually at the store. McDonald says some of their teas are made with locally produced ingredients.
All of our chocolate teas have Mindo chocolate in it. I love working with Mindo. It's a wonderful local company. The owner's great. The people who work there are awesome. Really amazing quality. So we use their cocoa nibs and their theobromine, which is the little shell in the cocoa bean.
McDonald's expertise and creativity is making its way to other parts of the community as well. The Tea House has partnered with other local businesses, including the Ravens Club and the Ann Arbor Distilling Company, and together are creating tea-based cocktails. If you're looking for some tea-infused eats and something a little sweeter, you can head to the Tea House's sister business, the nearby Eat More Tea. They offer tea-infused gelato, tea-based spice blends, and candy. If you do, say hello to Lisa McDonald, the rare tea sommelier who continues to expand her expertise while working hidden in plain sight. Jorge Avillon, 89.1 WEMU News.